Les modèles. Patterns. A language is a system of patterns, and once we recognize a pattern, we can use it to our advantage. Using patterns to help determine the gender of nouns is a good example of this. Of course, there are always exceptions to the rule, so when you encounter a word that deviates from the pattern, spend extra time studying it. Follow this link for additional tips from a mathematician who delves into the gender of French nouns and common patterns. Since we do not have gendered nouns in English, it is easy to underestimate the importance of this concept in French. When learning new nouns, always practice them with their gender. The easiest way to learn these patterns is to identify which nouns are generally feminine in French. If a noun doesn't have a feminine ending, it is almost always masculine, around 90% of the time. Feminine nouns. Nouns that end in e, te accent aigu, tie accent aigu, or ette. La liste, la liberté, la pitié. Nouns that end in ion or son. L'édition, la raison. Masculine nouns. Nouns that end in consonants. The majority are masculine, but there are lots of exceptions. Nouns that end in age or e accent grave, ge. L'avantage, le privilège. Nouns that end in e accent aigu. Le canapé, le café. Nouns that end in ISME, l'idéalisme, le réalisme. For example, le nœud, the bow tie, or la cravate, the necktie. Reminder, unless you are talking about a living, breathing creature, gender is arbitrary. Is a table inherently feminine? No. Is a sofa inherently masculine? No. Sometimes we see two words for the same thing, and one is masculine and the other is feminine, such as the words for pen, le stylo, la plume.